Here we are. Welcome.
Welcome to another weird day. Episode number
Nine.
nine.
Number nine. All right.
And we have
A
Emily.
wonderful guest today,
Yeah.
Emily Mishima.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I've been so excited to join your podcast, and I have truly enjoyed listening to all of your episodes over the last few weeks. I've been like listening, while I'm doing dishes and laundry and in the
Oh my
car.
goodness.
It's been
That's so
so
sweet.
fun. And
We are
getting to
goofballs,
know
so.
you. Yeah, but I feel like I'm getting to know you guys as a couple and hearing about your
Oh,
ways and hearing about your kids and just different
that's so fun.
random facts that you guys share. It's just been
Oh
really
my
fun.
goodness. Good. I'm so glad. Well, I hope we can just organically do that today as well. We're just
Awesome.
gonna dive in and yeah, will you tell our listeners where you are?
Sure,
Where
I
you
am in snowy Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So,
Wonderful.
yeah.
And you're going to
Well,
have us guess a secret item
I do.
for
I have
our
a secret item for you
opening
to
today.
guess.
Good.
All
I know, I'm
right,
nervous.
you guys ready?
We'll have to get Jeremy guessing first.
Sure.
All right,
So,
good at this.
let's
I'm not as
see.
much.
Is this something you can wear?
I'm going to say no.
All right. Is this something that you eat?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure you could, but I
It's
think
not
you'd
something
get
that
the
you
frown
normally
on if you
eat.
did.
Okay. All right. Wow. Now I'm like, whoa. Okay. What
Is
is
this
it?
something you can read or you typically
No.
read? No.
No. Okay.
Good
All
question.
right. Wow. Is it like as big as your hand?
Bigger.
Okay.
Wow, it's a tough one.
I know. Don't wear it. Don't normally eat it.
Is this a toy?
No, it's not a toy.
Okay. Oh, so curious now.
Read it.
Do you usually use it inside?
Yes. That one's like a
You could bring it outside too. Okay. All
you can
right.
if it's warm enough, yes.
If it's warm, oh my goodness. Wow.
Is it a snowball?
Is not.
Why?
I guess you could eat it.
If it's warm enough,
I'm
no, it would be the other way.
oh yeah, I
You
was thinking
could
the
eat a
opposite then.
snowball though. I would say you could
You could,
probably.
yeah.
Yeah.
Is it art? Is it something you like to look at?
No.
All right, I think we got like one or two more.
I've
You
been
got two
counting
more.
this one. I've been
Two more?
counting.
Oh, you can count. I
Two
say
more.
more.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Wow, I know. I didn't think.
I'm very excited to show you.
That is so
Yeah.
funny. Is it wooden?
Nope.
So that's fine. That's one or two.
I don't know. That's what it looks
You
like.
can't wear it.
Don't
Can't
normally
wear it.
eat it. You don't read it.
Don't
Don't
read
really
it.
play with
It's not
it.
a toy.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Just ask one more question.
I know.
Just
I'm.
trying to think of
Is
it.
it electronic?
Oh,
It's
there you
not.
go.
No. Okay.
Hey, are you
No.
ready?
I'm
Now
ready.
you got us good.
Oh, geez.
What is it?
A pet.
Love this so
Is
much. This is
this
so
our pet?
amazing.
So I was
Oh
thinking about your guys' weird pets. This is our bearded dragon.
my gosh,
And
I love
this is
it.
King Arthur.
King
So
Arthur?
King Arthur, yes, and we inherit, well, he belongs to our oldest, but we all take care of him and play with him. And he's out of
Yes.
his cage 95% of the day.
Wow.
So he usually
I'm so
doesn't leave.
impressed
So he's
that
got
you are a
facial
reptile
muscle.
mom.
I know. I actually don't typically like reptiles. Well, like geckos or something. So he's got painted nails, purple and light purple. I think my son's girlfriend may have painted them. So they've
Oh,
always
that
been
is
painted.
so
He came to us
fun.
with them painted, and he's about 8 or 9.
Wow.
Hey, buddy,
King
he eats
Arthur.
strawberries and he likes grasshoppers. Oh, in the summertime, he loves to be outside in the summertime.
Yeah.
Dandelions are his favorite, and yellow jackets,
Wow.
big
Oh, that's
ants,
handy.
bugs, any kind of bugs. He eats grasshoppers. He got a really big one time, and we were like, ew. He was just like, he doesn't have teeth. He just squishes them with his mouth.
Oh,
Every once in a
wow.
while, he will yawn, but he's actually like, he's pretty like chill. Right now he wants to go play. But
You
he's a
can
lot
feel
of
your
fun.
excitement.
He'll just chill on me. Sometimes he'll walk down my back, and then I'm like, ah, get
Yeah,
him off
that
me.
is so amazing. Oh
That's pretty
my
fun.
goodness. I just keep thinking holes. You've seen Holes, yes? No? Have you seen the movie
Yes, I
or read
have.
the book? Okay.
I've read the book, and
I
I'm
love
trying to remember. I
holes.
think I've seen
What's
the
the
movie
one
too.
like the lizards in Holes? I don't know.
I don't
Yeah.
know.
They have I'm pretty sure it was the bearded dragons that are in the desert.
Well, I know they live in the wild, right? And I think it's more desert style, but in the summertime, he loves to soak up the sunshine, or if it's coming through the windows, and he'll flatten his body out really, really flat to be able to soak it up. And then they can change color, so
Oh, that's
he
cool.
can turn like really dark. If he gets scared or is upset, he'll turn like dark immediately. It's pretty interesting. And then he can puff up that
Interesting.
beard. It can get really, really puffy and turn like black. So
Whoa.
pretty fun. And he's got a pretty long tongue, which is pretty cool. So I've held him up to like the window, if there's
Fun.
been like a yellow jacket or something that's gotten
Yeah.
inside, I'll hold him up to the window, make sure he can see it. So I'll turn his
Right.
face so
Yeah.
he can see it off the side. And then as soon as I can tell he's tracking it, then I'll put him really close, and then he'll stick his tongue and snag it. And then he just squishes it immediately.
Practical
So
pets, that's my
that
favorite.
is a practical pet.
he's a practical pet, and he's super chill, calm. He doesn't make any sound.
Oh,
He's good
man.
with our dog. We have a dog and two cats, and we were really scared about our cats at first because our cats are hunters. I heard your cat
Yeah.
has a mouse, and
Our
ours
cat is a hunter too.
eat those mice, and they will eat squirrels. Our biggest one has caught
Wow.
four or five good sized gray squirrels and has hand delivered them inside for us.
Yeah.
You be so proud of him for
Yeah.
catching them. And
Catching those rodents.
they're bigger than him. And so we have
Yeah.
been a little worried, but
Wow.
they have not ever harmed him. When we first got him, we were we did not let him get away by himself, just
Sure.
safety. But they've been good.
That's
They
so
know he's a
interesting.
pet and he's a loving pet. He likes to be by the fireplace, and we will set him on our one cat who loves the fireplace. Anything warm, that is her. If you are sitting in the rocking chair by the fire, you are her new best friend. She will sit on your lap, and then
Oh,
we
I
will
love it.
put him with her, and they'll snuggle. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Wow. When Malachi hears about this,
Yeah, that's true.
it's
could be
good pet. I'm
dangerous.
just saying. They just need, they have a cage. He has a cage and has like a light on a timer so he can make sure he's warm enough. And then we have like a little hammock in there. It's
I
like
love
a,
it.
you know, like a twine hammock thing.
Yeah.
And
How fun.
they go to the bathroom like once a week, maybe a little more often in the summertime because it's warm, and they're
Wow.
eating more food when it's warm, so they
Warm
eat
up.
less in the
Yeah.
winter.
Wow.
But pretty darn easy.
Yeah, we might have
He
to get a
likes
photo
the
of that
water.
cage later.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so
That is
thank
amazing.
you for letting me share.
That's so amazing. So, are you going to keep your King Arthur with you through the rest of the chat?
Probably.
He's just
I'll
hanging out. I love this so much. This is the most perfect, just another weird day podcast.
I know, right? So this is
It
my like warm pack, you know, it's like one of those rice packs.
really is.
So
Oh, nice.
I had
Because they're
heated this.
cold-blooded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cold-blooded, but he likes warm
And he likes
things.
the warmth. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's why
So
they
I
like
had
the
warmed
sun.
it slightly. It's not very warm anymore, but I had set him by my feet because I didn't want him walking around the room. So
That is so
I had just
funny.
set him on there by my feet. So when Jason had walked in, I was like, "Don't say anything," like, because I didn't want him to
That's
comment.
so funny.
Yeah,
Well, we had no idea. That was a really good. That was
fun.
a hard one to guess.
I'm so impressed. I thought you were going to ask if it's alive, and I thought because you've asked that in some of your other ones,
Oh, that is
and I was
funny.
like, "Oh, I hope you don't
Well,
ask it."
now we know. That's what we need to ask. That's so
Yes.
funny.
Well,
I love
good.
it.
So that's hence the can you eat him? I'm like,
Right. There are
good, but
certain groups
people
that
would
do
look
eat
down
them.
on
It's a
that.
delicacy in some places, that's for sure.
Yes. If you were starving, we've been watching Alone lately, and they've eaten some weird things. I haven't seen that yet, though, so
Yeah. Yeah, it would be very sad to eat him. That would make me very sad. But you
Yeah,
would hope that I wasn't
9
at that
years,
point.
8 or 9 years, you said?
I
Because
think,
that's a long
well, we've
time.
only had him for about a year. So
Okay.
he inherited, or he got him from one of his good friends, but
All
then
right.
just wasn't finding the time to hang out as much. So this guy
Sure.
is getting a lot of attention. He actually
Yeah.
sleeps. Well, one of the three boys. We have three boys, and
Right.
they kind of fight over whoever gets him. Our oldest, who he belongs to, if he wants him, he gets him because he's his. But other than that,
Oh.
he's out and about doing things, and so our other ones are, taking him around. And so sometimes they'll be like, "Okay, where's Arthur? Oh, he's on the couch, so
I
don't sit
love
him."
this. I
So,
love this so much. Okay, well, we're gonna have to look into that. That's so wonderful. My daughter loves snakes too, and so we're not afraid of reptiles as females in our family. I know that is not the case with a lot of women, so
I
you have a
had
special
hamsters
knack.
growing up, not reptiles, but
You
hamsters.
had
I had two different
yes.
ones. They last, I don't know, they lasted like 3 or 4 years each, and
I love
having
it.
them. But also changing the, then you had to like change all the little
Sounds like
cedar in there.
way less work to have this guy overall. That's
So
neat
we just
out.
make sure we have fresh fruits and vegetables, and then he can have some mealworms. So my son will pick up mealworms occasionally.
Nice.
And then they also have them like dried grasshoppers and mealworms and some
Yeah.
pellets. So he can have that. But
Classic reptile food.
yeah.
My first pet was a turtle, so we had
Oh,
the
that's
mealworms.
okay. They eat mealworms. I did not know that.
They
Interesting.
do,
I
right?
always
That would
thought
be
turtles were
throwback to
cool.
my childhood if we did that.
Yeah.
Well,
Aren't
I
turtle
feel like,
cages stinky?
what's that?
Turtle cages, aren't they pretty stinky?
They can be. We actually had ours outside most of the time. We had like a just like a wooden square with a couple of like covers on the side. And then they could just dig and we'd bring them food, keep their water fresh. It was nice in Southern California. Oh yeah,
Yeah,
Central California, you know.
warmer climate.
Exactly. It was a little easier than the snow and the cold, but anyway.
I love it.
Yeah. Too fun. Too fun. Very cool. I feel like this segues in well with your nurturing side. And
That's
so I wanna ask some more about your coaching
yeah.
and
Sure. Well,
your journey into that.
yeah.
Meeting your husband, having your family, getting into
Yeah.
coaching.
Well, where do you want me to start? I mean,
I
because
know.
I don't
I
want to
feel like
go
we
on and
started at
on
childhood.
forever.
We started with pets, went to childhood pets. I mean, we could jump off of that too. Just be like when you met your husband and
Yeah. Well, we met, and my
what.
husband, Jason, we met in college. We went to Seattle Pacific University. I stayed close to home because that's about where I grew up, north of Seattle in a small town. And my husband was born and raised in San Diego. So he decided to stay West Coast. So not super far, but far enough where it was a new climate. He couldn't just drive home for dinner or something, right?
Yeah,
And
we
he
can relate to
enjoyed,
that.
yeah. He enjoyed snowboarding. He learned how to do that in high school, like a Big Bear, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so he thought it would be cool to go to a place that was near mountains where he could do that in the winter. So that's why he
Have
picked
fun.
Seattle. And it was a pretty easy flight, right? So anyway, we met our freshman year. We started dating the very end of freshman year. And the short of it is, we dated. And then I ended up dumping him. I know it's a whole story in itself.
Oh
It
yes,
was basically
these
one of
are
those ones
stories.
where I had not been in a great relationship before that, and was like it. Jason and I started dating kind of like pretty quickly after that, and so it was one of those
Sure.
ones I was like, I need to really know who am I again, because I kind of lost that with I was it was a pretty jealous guy. It was not He did not know the Lord. It was not a good relationship, one of those ones that
Yeah.
you can change them, and It went kind of the other way around. And so it was,
Sure.
I kind of felt scared. Not scared, that's not the word I want, but I guess intimidated, because Jason had like all the qualities of an actual husband I really did want. He was kind, silly, playful, fun. He made me feel so comfortable, like just being myself and not feeling like I had to try to be like, I don't know, like look
Someone
good,
else.
or where I could just truly be myself and not worry exactly what I looked like, or and I could just be
Sure.
comfortable like talking about whatever. And I didn't
Right.
on edge where I was on
No big
edge
deal.
past things. So
Yeah.
I think he was just like, and he loved the Lord, which was like something I really, really wanted. And so
Oh.
anyway, I think I was just like, wow, I'm not ready for something like this. And so
Oh,
sadly, I had,
sure.
but God used that. He uses our circumstances, whether we make good choices or not, in that. And I think
Right.
because we ended up starting to date again our sophomore year, he had gone back to San Diego, I'd gone home, and
Wow.
we ended up kind of actually becoming very good friends, which is what I think has
So
been a huge
good.
solid part of our marriage, is that friendship piece. And so we really got to know each
Yes.
other as friends and hung out with other friends. And I was doing teaching education for my school, and because that's what I went to school
Nice.
for, to be a teacher. And one of the classes you have to take is a children's books class. And
So
he
fun.
always liked, Curious George and some of the other fun things. And part of my schooling was I had to read like hundred some books, like all different kinds of kids' books, and all of those things. And so anyway, he had said, well, you can read to me anytime. So I started
Oh.
kids' books. And so we would like hang out, and I'd read books, and we'd go, grab a burger, or do something like that. And so we really developed a really good friendship. Then we started dating. Well, the end of the school year came up, and we're like, what are we supposed to do? And we're like, well, I guess you're supposed to start dating. And it's like, well,
We've
what do
been
you do?
talking this whole time. Yeah, that's so
So we
awesome.
ended up like dating kind of, but it was like weird to hold his hand because we were like kind of like we're friends. Like, this is weird. So it was kind of a funny like time in our lives. So what's interesting is he also had a couple other people that were liking him at that time. So he was like, well,
Sure.
there's like that is not normal for him, like to like have other multiple
Now he
people
has
like.
options.
Anyway, he ended up dumping me at that time. So it was just like we kind of got back, he got back at me.
You
So,
guys have discover.
but you know
Search
what's
out
really
your
awesome
options.
is I had this had happened kind of over the summertime. We're apart anyway. So I was actually really sad at that time, because I was like really like starting to fall in love with him, like through the friendship and all of that. So I'm
Yeah.
giving you like a whole lot of details. So
I'm not. Sorry.
that's great. Well,
So
coming
good.
the junior year, we came back on campus. We both were on it was an on-campus apartment, and it's a Christian school. So like guys' floor is one floor, girls' floor is the different. You have roommates. And I remember, he had gone to South Africa with his dad that summer for a trip,
Wow.
and he had actually brought me this like elephant, like a little statue elephant thing. And so he had actually gotten me a gift, even though he'd already broken up with me. And what was interesting was like it didn't feel weird to say hi or connect. Like I still liked him, but that was like really interesting that we still like, hey, how was your summer? And we were like just like we
So
respected each
cared
other
about each other.
enough, that
Yeah.
even like help put bookshelves up in my roommate in my apartment, because we needed to put up bookshelves, and he's like, oh, I'll help you. And so he went and got his tools and helped. And so he still like was a part of our life, and we were hanging out and stuff. Anyway, the short of it is, like, we got to a point, we were hanging out one night, and he kissed me, and I was like, I like you. And so we're either dating or we're not. I'm not doing that. So it was, and he's like,
That's
okay,
so
I
good.
need. So anyway, it was a lot. The short of it
That's
is,
so
thought
cute.
about it a lot, and he's like, no, I really like you a lot, and I really would like to date you. So
Moving
not
forward.
never we've never broken up since then. So that was junior year
Well,
in
that's
college.
awesome.
So but it was really, but it was good, like each of us grew in each of those phases where we were not
Oh,
together.
yeah.
So anyway, it was just a really a cool time, and I think our friendship, we really developed like a solid foundation, and making sure we had the boundaries and like this is what we want, and
Yeah.
to be serving the Lord together. And so yeah, so now we celebrate our 25th anniversary in December. So it's been a while.
Yay,
We've been
25.
together almost 28 years on and off.
Sure.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's amazing. Oh my goodness. I definitely see parallels, because that was
Yeah.
friendship was
You guys
huge
have
for
known each
us too.
other like since you were little kids, right? Or
Yeah,
young?
before life, I kind of threw back actually. My first passport, we met on a trip to China, and I had worn pigtail braids
True.
on my 15-year-old passport. And so we had met when I was 14. And then I got to know him, and I really we both started liking each other that year, getting ready to go to China and then going and coming back. But then we kind of had a breakup thing too, where I'm like,
Yep.
wait, we can't date, we're too young. We can only be friends. And then he was like, what do I do with this? I feel like he rejected me, but I really was just wanting to be friends. And so we did end up developing our friendship more.
Oh,
But
that's really cool. Did you both go to China together?
yeah.
Wow,
It's
like
the
a
same.
mission trip
Yeah,
or
it's
training?
the same mission trip. Yeah, there's a missionary who was just kind of like in the there's a missionary designated to like the county in that area. And so she had handpicked, or she had asked different youth leaders to handpick a few youth that they thought might want to go. And so it was neat because it was a team of like a few people we know, and then other people in the area that we got to know through the adventure. So we brought Bibles, and we got to kind of undercover teach English. But it was open at that time in China. There was like open country time where you could actually bring Bibles in.
Yeah,
So we were openly bringing a suitcase of Bibles. And I have wondered to this day, like, I wonder who has them. I hope God's using them right now.
I
So many
hope.
years ago,
Yeah.
but it has become more closed. It is a little bit harder to get open Christianity into China these days. So anyway, we can
Yeah.
relate to that friendship first.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is. It is. At church today, they actually talked about building relationships, with God as the foundation. And it was, it was specifically for marriages, but obviously there's lots of people at church that aren't married. But he was just talking about like
Sure.
having that firm foundation even before you're married. Just like don't have your foundation in that person. You're building God first. So even if you're
Yeah.
single, like build your foundation with Jesus as your foundation, your firm
Yeah.
foundation. So then if you do happen to, have someone that you are going to be in a relationship with, that you
Right.
can be building that together. So it was just
Exactly.
really a neat, just a neat sermon today on
Yeah,
marriage
which makes me think of
relationship.
us too. I mean, I
Yeah.
met you
Yeah.
through
Through church.
friendship at in church, like building on the Lord. So you can make the fruit blossom years later,
Yeah. I know
whenever
we little baby together doing the mom's group at Bible study. That was really
Right?
fun.
It was
Yeah.
fun. It was really special. And
Yeah.
then so 25 years you've been married now. And when
Yep.
did you just so you just got into coaching,
Yeah,
what,
so
recently? Yeah, tell me that story. I would love to hear that
okay.
too.
Well, okay, so I'd mentioned I went to college to be a teacher, so I have my teaching background and I did special
Yes.
education and general education. And so I taught since 2000 on and off because I did have kids in there. So I took time off to raise kids. So, and I homeschooled my kids for 4 years when we were in San Diego. It was through a charter school. So it was like they did like
Yeah.
2 days at school. And everybody was doing the same homeschool. And then I
Sure.
homeschooled 3 days. So I didn't teach during that time, just my own kids. We moved here to Idaho in 2018 as a family. And our oldest was going into sixth grade at the time. Now he's a senior, which is crazy.
That's wild. Yeah.
And one of the things that when we wanted to move here, we wanted to be able to have the option to go to public school and know that what they're teaching is okay, that we're not going to have big problems with that.
Sure.
And so the kids were, it went to regular school and made really good friends, and we really liked
That's awesome.
most all the teachers and really great staff. And the second year, I ended up going back to teaching again because our daughter was
Okay.
going into kindergarten. And we're like, oh, I guess, maybe I should think about using my degrees again, and
Nice.
but that was also the year that COVID hit, the end of that, that spring, and everything shut down. So it was kind of a hard thing to start back into when
Oh
I'm
my
learning a new
goodness.
state and all their new, the way they do things. And it was I've always done special education, so it's always,
Okay.
there's always a lot of paperwork that goes with that. So
Wow.
running the meetings, making sure all the kids are meeting their goals, and showing
Sure.
proof of what we've been working on, a lot of testing. So there's
Sure.
a lot of out besides
A lot
teaching
more
and
communication.
yeah. So there was just a lot that created a
Lot.
pretty big snowball for all the teachers, let alone like the specialists, because
Yeah.
there was things that we weren't allowed to do remote. Like we couldn't test remote. Sometimes we would try to hold some of the meetings that we had material for, if we still had, what we needed to hold a meeting. But basically
Sure.
a lot of the things that we were doing got postponed to the next fall. But then you
Wow.
have your regular caseload plus all the things that didn't get finished.
Oh
And
my goodness.
so what
That is
basically
not sustainable.
the work-life balance was horrible. I'll just say that right up front. Just
Oh, yeah.
I was doing all I could for all these kids and all these families. And my kids were, most of them in Idaho that year, at least in our district. It was different in different districts. The first bit of the school year, they split it. So like half the kids went to school Monday, Tuesday, half the kids went to school Thursday, Friday, and Wednesday was like the cleaning day. So they could,
Sure.
so they had all those stipulations. But then being a teacher in that, and you're trying to follow all the rules and make sure everybody's healthy. And then at that point, at the beginning, it would do, I don't know if you remember, like if one
Oh
kid
yeah.
got COVID, then the whole class got shut down. And
Oh yeah.
then it was just like
My dad
crazy.
was a public school teacher during that time as well.
It was hard because you're trying, like you just want to like make sure everybody's okay. And oh man,
There
that
was
was
just so many
hard.
unknowns, so
Yeah.
many unknowns, and you're
There
trying to
were.
factor those in while,
Yeah.
new normal.
It was not an easy time for anybody, for the parents, for the
No,
kids, for the
so.
teachers. And then my kids, they'd be home for part of the time. Guess who got to be home? It wasn't me, because I was at school every day.
Wow. Yeah.
Jason, my hubby, he was
Yeah.
home, and he's
Wow.
not the teacher person. He's trying to do work from home remote, and then he's got all these kids, and they were pretty little at that time. Oh, and we had a German exchange student for that year also. And my niece lived with us for a couple months too. So we ended up with two in high school, two in middle school, two in elementary for the first couple
Oh,
months. And I'm at
my
work 5 days a week,
goodness.
working crazy hours. It was a rough
No
year.
way.
So anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, I'm seeing how you are getting to this question.
So fast forward a couple years. There was just kind of
You sustained that for a couple of years?
I did it for 4 years, and it
That's
wasn't getting
wild.
easier. And that's what I was like, okay, well, it's like, okay, it's got to get easier. And there were just different factors. So I was a Title I school. So the there's hard, sometimes there's population of kids that have higher needs, like
Sure.
more reduced lunch, free lunch, a lot of,
Sure.
like a
Lower
lot of
income.
families, so like if it's a snow day, that's really hard for families because those parents might be all working. And it's like, well, so we rarely get snow days because they know that there's a lot of working families here that that's very
They
difficult.
rely on that.
Yeah. So anyway, and then also with the COVID stuff, there was a lot of different fears and things that kids were dealing with. There was a lot of like social emotional needs that we were all trying to support and help the kids and the families. Just really, there was just a lot of more needs. So the
Yeah.
short of it was we were
It's
just
a
prayed
crazy
about it a
time.
lot. And I like, because I've been teaching a long time, I know how to do it, but the reality was the things that I needed to do and had to do for my job, I couldn't do it in a amount of time where I could be home and getting kids to and from their different activities they're doing, and
Yeah.
dinner and all that. And so I was working like two full-time jobs, trying to be a mom full
Yeah.
time and and wanting to be around my family and then really trying to do my job well. And so the short of it is I ended up resigning at the end of that fourth year. And that was a hard decision because I had,
Yeah.
my master's in that as well. Like that's where I put my time, my sweat, my tears, and I've always wanted to be a teacher since like first grade for the
Yeah.
majority. So that was like, okay, well, I
Leap of
have always
faith.
wanted to be a mom too. Like I've always wanted to be married. And so I'm trying to like go, okay, I'm gonna set aside this teaching because there's still things that I get to help teach with my own kids and maybe at church. And it's
Absolutely.
not just
Yeah.
a career. It's not, that's not it. It's like I still can help, love, and support in other ways,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what brought in the coaching. So I ended up, one of my friends was a health coach, and so I ended up joining her in doing some health coaching and just helping people with like good nutrition, helping with, some healthy
Yeah.
habits and really kind of getting in, if they wanted like support with like an exercise routine or meal planning, some
Sure.
different things like that. So I started doing that. And then while the part that I loved the most was the one-on-one coaching with people, was really like helping support them and really just helping them reach their goals. So,
Sure.
doing a little bit of teaching, but I just really, I love working with people and encouraging people and
Yes.
just
Yeah.
coming alongside of people and helping. And then that brought me to doing some just trainings to be a better coach, which led me to be doing some training around neurocoaching and basically working with the brain and the way the brain works to really get you to the results you want to have. So for like lasting transformation. So I ended up doing a whole certification, basically like going back to school is what it was. It was like a 6-month certification program intensive
Wow.
where I did that because I wasn't teaching, right? And my kids were going to school. So I'm like, okay, well, I can invest in this. And I know that this will, one, it helped change me. While I was, getting some coaching as well and learning how to do it.
Yeah.
So I will just tell you, it was life-changing. Just the amazing things I got to learn and the way God created our brains.
Yeah.
And I also love like who I did the program through. She's also a Christian, and I actually knew her in North Coast Calvary Chapel. And so
That's
that was
awesome.
like a whole like, I'm like, I know
Full
you.
circle. Oh,
So,
wow.
and she had gone back for her doctorate in neuropsychology, which is why she was teaching people how to be good coaches and work with
Wow.
the brain. So you actually get real transformation at the brain level, like working with your
Yeah.
synapses. So I loved the training. I loved the coaching. And for myself personally, like I will say, like for me, I've always been a really shy person. I grew up really shy, really, really like painfully shy. I didn't really speak
Oh.
in elementary school besides on the playground. Like I wouldn't raise my hand. I didn't know how to ask a question like in front of people. Like I was that scared. Anyway, going through the coaching and learning more about myself and just kind of
Sure.
like underneath, because there's stuff underneath that some
Yeah.
like a lot of times, it might be just memories, just some different traumas. I had some different traumas from my
Sure.
past. But when you work through that and you can identify like what that was, and for me, it actually boiled down to I didn't feel valued enough. Like I felt like I didn't have the self-worth that anyone would care to hear what I had to say.
Wow.
And it was something that I didn't
Oh.
realize, and I wouldn't have ever identified that about myself. Like I knew I was shy, and I knew like, yes, I did care what people thought, but the deep root of it was that I didn't feel valued. And that's one of our core needs that God has given us, that we
Yeah.
feel valued and know that we do have self-worth because he created us, right? Like in his
Right.
image. And so
Right.
when that is kind of warped or you can't fully believe that, then you struggle with that understanding. And so
Yeah. Wow.
the other
So
two
good.
core beliefs, so our value, what that we know that we have value, and we know as Christians we have our value because God created us, right?
Right.
The other one is that safety, and the other is love. So, and God can
Yeah.
fulfill all of those core needs. And if any of those are missing or lacking, then there is going to be like a disconnect. There's something, it needs to be filled. So of course the Lord
Right.
is
Stops us
who
from thriving.
absolutely fills that for us. But when we've had different traumas and things, that can really bring about, because our brain is there to protect and keep us safe. And so like that, our brain is going to go like fight, flight, right? Some of those responses. So for me, it was always like freeze. I'm going to hide. I'm going to go away because I didn't feel competent enough. I didn't feel like I didn't have the confidence to know that, you know what? I do have something of value because I'm valuable because God created me. Does that make sense? Even though I
Absolutely.
like believed everything
Absolutely.
that God had told me, but I didn't have it as a, I think I didn't really believe it about me. Like I could
Right.
believe it about everybody else, but
Sure.
that negativity, like I didn't feel that value. And it does come up to some of the past experiences I had had.
Sure.
But with the coaching to come through that and then to go through the tools and resources
Identify it.
to
Yeah.
erase that and then put in that, like knowing, like I get to like say, I know that God has a purpose for me. He has a plan. He has a good plan, and he has something for me to share with others that I
Yeah.
can come alongside and guide and support and encourage. And I think encouragement is one of the gifts that I
Sweet.
think God has given me.
Yeah.
So
That's
getting
so
that
sweet.
with coaching. And so that is what I love doing is the life coaching aspect. And, I especially love working with moms, and especially if they know the Lord, then I get to use like what God says in his word and really help them get the results they want, to help
Yeah.
them discover like maybe what's holding them back, why are they feeling stuck, and then to be able to erase those blocks and to get them the automatic, to automate the new, a lot of times it's beliefs, and a lot of times they don't know like until we get through some coaching. So they might be like, hey, I want this goal. And then
Right.
usually when we are kind of uncovering some different things, they realize it's usually has to do with maybe there's an area they're not feeling loved, they're not feeling safe, or they're not feeling valued or enough. So
Right.
really fascinating how that's kind of that core. And
That's
everybody
such
has
a
it
core.
somewhere else. If whether it's just not feeling self-confident enough, usually it has to do with one of those three. So, but it takes work to kind of get through that. And then there's a process to help people get through that to really like know, like, okay, I do know that I have value, and just because I'm a child of God, that is all it is, right?
Right. Right. Owning that, hearing God's voice and believing that for yourself. It's
So
huge.
that's what
That's
I'm doing
so
now.
neat. Yeah, that's so fresh. Like that's just like the last year, 2 years. Yeah.
This
That's
last
really
year, as I finished everything this last June, like
so
so.
neat.
Yeah,
That
so I
makes me
started my
think.
own
What's that?
I started my own coaching business. It's called Best Life
Yes.
Awaits, and
Bestlifeawaits.com. Yep,
And then
definitely.
I created a free resource especially for moms, especially just because of who I'm around a lot. I'm around
Yeah.
other moms my age. We've got a lot of some of these older kids. My youngest is still in elementary, but I've got kids going off to college soon, and
Right.
this transition time in life, like, it kind of brings up
Huge.
different things. It's like you're not needed the same. And I know you guys are getting to homeschool your kids and stuff. Like there's a big need, but then as your kids are starting to like be finishing with that, the
Yeah.
needs, like how much, I guess, where you are needed is different. Like I think there's a
Absolutely.
lot of the social emotional aspect that we're helping, but a lot of times it's not like they might be doing their own laundry and helping with more of the meals, and they don't need us the same. And so a lot of times
Right.
there's that shift as a parent, going, okay, how else is God using me? Like what other ways, am I doing more in the home? Am I doing something? Am I needing a job? Am I just volunteering
Right.
in another capacity? Am I like, where
Yeah.
is that shift, and where does God want me? So a lot of times there's some transition just emotionally as well, going,
Yeah.
hey, I'm needed, like changing diapers and dressing and bathing and all the
Hector's
things.
definitely been watching me go through that too
Oh yeah.
the
Yeah.
last few years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a change because our baby's 8 now,
Yeah.
It's a
Yeah,
different
that's a pretty
season.
old baby.
Yeah, he's not a baby.
But you
Yeah.
mentioned something in there about some of the people you talked to, or the moms, that's something that's holding them back is the belief. And that is it like another way to phrase it, or at least that I reminds me of, is the stories that they're telling themselves, kind of like the story you were telling yourself of you don't feel valued. Is that would that be another way to put it? Is what's holding them back is the stories that they're telling themselves of I am not valued, I am not worthy, I don't need to speak up, no one's willing to listen to me because there's nothing of value to come out. Is that
Well, I would say, I mean, I can't speak for everyone. I would say for me, that was my need. And it could also be, I mean, just even things like just feeling overwhelmed, like the amount of things that we put on ourselves, like our to-do lists that nobody else actually puts on for us. Sometimes, like I'm sure you're probably not telling Becca, like, hey, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this, but she probably has her own list of like, well, I want to vacuum and mop the floor and clean the kitchen and do all the laundry and put all the laundry away and, get the baskets back in the laundry room. And like the list of things that I put on myself can be overwhelming. And it's like the things that like I might check off three things, but then I added 10 more things to that list. Is it something that's probably possible to do in one day and like have great conversations and play games and do other fun things? Probably not. So I have to pick and choose, right? Because I think we're also really hard on ourselves, on what we expect us like ourselves to do. And I've also realized that my expectations are like, if I didn't have any distractions and I didn't have a family that I was looking after and having communication with, and maybe I'm, feeding them breakfast, maybe lunch, and then I'm doing all the dishes in between and probably running to the store at least a couple times maybe during the week. If I don't realistically plan it out. Like I really realistically can't do all those things, but I think in my head I must be Superwoman because
I should be able to. Right.
I should be able to. But I think
That's
just
me.
they're not like. If I'm being interrupted with the kids and we're having conversations and like maybe my husband and I are having a conversation about like, hey, we're not gonna talk finances for 15 minutes or whatever. It's like, but I have this long to-do list, like that my to-do list doesn't include all of those things that are probably way more important than or what are on that, right?
Revamping our to-do lists.
Yeah. So I think that sometimes we put that our expectations incorrectly on ourselves, which on the pressure that we're the only ones putting that pressure on, but it causes stress, right? Some anxiety. If we're not making time for friendships, maybe we're feeling lonely outside of the family. So there's different aspects of that.
So
I don't
many
know if that
elements.
kind of answers your question, but I think there's a lot of that I think we do it to ourselves, but I think we think that we need to have a clean house all the time. Like I like a clean house, and I think that's too. It's like I want my house to be clean. It's really hard to have a clean house when there's six people and pets, and there's snow. You're bringing in, it's like, okay. So being realistic, we have a very well-lived-in home, and it might be clean for maybe like if we fold, we can kind of get it looking decent, but. Like I like it like a really clean and it almost never happens. So I have had to lower my own expectations. And so I'm more
That
comfortable
is
with that and going, you know what? If someone just walks in or, comes to visit, I am a whole lot more comfortable with someone. I'm like, just come on in. It's okay. It's messy. Just please make yourself at home. But
I think we
before,
like to
especially when I
stand
had
out
my
too.
first kids, like I thought that we have it all together and like the house needs to be clean and I should have some kind of snack I could pull out if I need it,
Oh
if something
man, too
try
much on yourself.
much, way too much. So I think the pressures and if, especially if people are like working too, then that adds even more. Like they're gonna have less
Oh
time.
my gosh. Yeah.
But even being home, like you're like homeschooling, like that takes all your day. Like, do not expect a clean house when you're homeschooling. Like I know that it is a full-time job to do that,
Right. You have to just take breaks and set small. I feel like time chunks are what help me have
Me too.
realistic expectations. It's like, well, we're going to do what we can for this long. So we have done something, even if it's not everything. Doing
Yeah, I love
something
that.
enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you were saying something about syncing up.
Oh, I think we like to sync up too of like, well, just start, whatever we're doing next, of like, what are the unspoken expectations?
Yes,
And that
yeah,
really
do we
helps me out
try?
for both of us to bring it out to the air. I'm like, oh, that was an expectation that I haven't spoken yet, but it's not realistic. There's no way that's going to happen. And either I realize that when I say it, Or she'll point it out and be like, that's not reality because of whatever. And it's hard to hear sometimes, but it's true. And then sometimes it's like, oh yeah, we can totally make that
We
happen.
can
I'm
actually do
glad
all
we
of
know
this.
about that. And now we can make that happen. And so the unspoken expectations are huge in our family of like, how do
Love
we
that.
figure out what those are?
It's taking conversation time for every person in the family. Yeah, that is a whole nother level. You're like, okay, wow. All right, let's put this on our to-do list. We're going to talk for 20 minutes to everyone. Oh, yeah, this is a lot, but it can be
That's
as
a
short as.
long time too. Like if you're, I mean, that's a big chunk of the time.
Well,
And
if
if
you
you're
do
here
5 minutes,
every day, it's
if you do 5 minutes of just like reset, sometimes it's just let's just take 5 minutes. Where are we? What are you expecting? What are we thinking? What's the goal next? Because I love personality tests. I love like quizzes and stuff. And I just like it for the vocabulary, right? He loves context. I like making connections, but it's fun when you're like, okay, I do like to plan so I can achieve it. And if I'm planning things that I can't achieve, I know I'm going to be disappointed. Like I know it. So I would like to just be real clear. If my plan is we're going to be super flexible and we're just hanging out, great. Well, then that's what we did. And check, I achieved that. We are hanging out, you know. Anything else, you know? So that was just one that I don't know if you've taken the planning style. Because I took it with a couple of my friends, but it would be fun to see his as well. What's your planning style? I feel like we jive pretty well, but
I
there's
like it.
different planning styles. There's different the way our brains process and think, right?
I haven't heard that. What's your planning style? That's very interesting.
Right? Isn't that interesting? And my mom is super creative. I have another friend, I forget what the it was off of a planning book. So this woman had written out like a quiz for
I
planning
love it.
styles. It was just really cute. And then have you heard of the Jordan Peterson test?
No, refresh my memory.
Do you know who Jordan Peterson is?
I am not very good at remembering names of people, so
You're
no.
totally good. Yeah, he's the Canadian psychologist who I don't know, give me more context. What else has he done? Why do I know about him?
Well, you can call him a philosopher of
Yeah, he's a
sports.
philosopher. He's I
He
think you would like him if you don't know who he is.
in his very short layman's story here is he was kind of an agnostic professor in Canada. Got popular because you spoke up about some of the more
Question
liberal
things.
laws that were coming into play there. He spoke out against them. And then so he goes on talking to her, just thinking out loud and pushing people to think. And now he's really come towards Christianity, where his wife is Catholic, and now he has started going through the Bible and just taking all of the principles that Jesus taught. And he makes them very tangible, in ways it's almost like a third person perspective on the
You're,
Bible.
yeah, he's almost like openly watching him slowly come to faith because I
And
think,
very deep thinker and very well articulates all the ideas that you can extrapolate out of.
yeah, because he is not openly Christian, but it's been interesting since he's been in the light. His wife has become a Christian, and his daughter, who also has a podcast, has become a Christian. And so that's been really, it's an interesting journey. But he has this whole thing about understand myself and these like five aspects of your personality and kind of like the scales. And it's super interesting. I think it's, I feel like you would enjoy it too, since you
Sounds interesting.
enjoy
So, is it a
people. And
podcast? What does he have?
oh,
Is
so
it a book?
Michaela Peterson has a podcast, and so does Jordan Peterson. But yeah, I can send you links. And they're more on the conservative side, so some people can't handle him, but
Well, it sounds really fascinating.
oh yeah,
So,
it is.
love to
it
check it
is
out.
fascinating. And it makes me think when you're talking about the cleanliness, he has this scale of conscientiousness, how much you can handle like mess and how much you cannot, you know? And that is a real thing, you know? You can, some people cannot handle the mess. It really clogs our brains, you know? It feels like part of us when it's around us, especially I think, well, if we're in it all the time. So we have to kind of clean, tidy up and
It feels good when you get like a really good deep clean though. You know, when you do like the spring cleaning or you have
Yeah.
something better, it's like, okay, I'm gonna get rid of all my paper piles and I'm gonna organize them, purge. Like it
Yeah.
feels so good. So just trying to declutter feels good.
We need to do that too. We have lived a lot of different lifestyles in the last 10 years. So
Yeah, you have.
200, 400 square feet to 6,000 is just crazy. It's like
Isn't
our
trying
minds have blown. Trash clean, but it's good.
to
Little
Wow.
systems, little systems.
Yep.
Anyway,
Oh.
well, thank you so much. I don't even know how long we've been talking now, but there's just so much there. I'm glad that my friends now have are going to be able to kind of be introduced to you. They can find you if they need some coaching, and
Yes, well, and
it's
hopefully my free
exciting.
resource can be just add a little bit of insights too.
Yes.
I sent you the link so you could
Yeah,
add that.
it reminds me a little bit of the Lies Women Believe, the Nancy Leigh DeMoss.
Yeah.
And it's like a little snapshot of, okay, this is the thoughts that can, you know, inhibit you. And then what's the truth?
Right. Yeah.
And
So.
I think I summarize that kind of your
Yeah.
goal in part of your little freebie.
Yeah, it's just like some of the biggest mistakes that moms make, and one of them is, forgetting to have friendships,
Sure.
and investing in friendships for yourself. Because a lot of times, like, okay, you want to make sure the kids all have play dates and, whether it's cousins or whoever, and you set those up. And as they get older, a lot of times it might be like dropping the kids off at a friend's house. And when we were littler, or when the kids were little, a lot of times we used to do the mommy play dates. So we would meet at a park and the little kids would play, and then the moms would get to know and have those friendships. But as the kids get older, a lot of times, like, we aren't going to parks anymore. Like,
It's a shift.
them. And, it might be the soccer fields instead. But us moms
Finding your
sometimes
way.
forget that we also need friendships. And, it's like if we have family who are also friends, then that's an extra blessing, right? But just making sure we have like some solid friendships. Like, we don't need a lot of friends, like, one, two, like really good ones where we're able to like just pour into each other and, just be able to share our hearts. It's really important. So that's one of the things that we sometimes forget
Right.
to make that time. So.
Yeah, that's important. I feel like I appreciate you making time to pursue friendship and connection over the years here through this. So
It's been neat.
God knows he's good.
It's good. Really good. Yeah. Well, I have a funny, weird day story.
Okay,
So
let's
I
hear
had
it.
told you, so that Jason and I have been married 25 years, and he had proposed on Valentine's Day 26
Oh.
years ago. And so Valentine's Day is like to me, it's an extra special day.
Yes, that was my
And
parents too.
yeah,
Yeah,
oh,
they
so
proposed. Yeah,
very
so
sweet.
sweet. Yeah,
So
I love
typically,
that.
as we've had kids and things like that, we usually our typical is like we'll get like some kind of fancy, like a steak or some shrimp or something, and then we'll cook it at home. And if the kids are here, like we might make them the same food, and then like we might set up like this office. We might set up a table and chairs and with candle and like and put on
Make
some
it
music and so like make
fancy.
it fancy and
You're
like
very
sometimes we'll dress
aesthetic.
up. Sometimes we'll
Yeah.
dress up and then maybe we'll watch a movie or, something, but we usually just do it at home. That's just kind of how we've rolled the last forever.
Sure.
So we had bought steaks to do for Valentine's Day this year, what, a week ago. And
Yeah.
well, our oldest got sick with the flu, and then Jason got sick with the flu.
Oh
So, and
no.
he got sick like Thursday night. Valentine's Day was Friday. So we had planned to ski all day as a family, all of us, and then do steaks for dinner.
Oh
Well,
man.
he was sick, and so was our oldest. So he's like, well, just take the younger kids skiing. So I drove the truck and took the younger three kids skiing. We were gone all day long. We were just trying to stay out of the house because they were sick. We didn't want to be near them. So it was the weirdest Valentine's Day because I didn't have
Yeah.
anything. We had the flu. So I was like, happy Valentine's Day. I love you from a distance.
Right.
So we were
Hard
gone
enough.
all day long. And there's a whole lot more I can add to that story, but the short of it is, I ended up buying the kids burgers on the way home because there was no way he's
You're
going to grill
starving.
steaks.
Yeah.
So,
Changing expectations.
oh yeah. So, and they didn't want anything because I was like, well, do you guys want a burger? Because I don't want to come home at 7 o'clock at night and cook what I don't know what I'm going to cook on because we're not cooking steak.
Yeah.
So we
Right.
did
We're gonna
steak a
save
few
that.
days later when they were feeling better. But it was the weirdest Valentine's
That's
Day.
such a
Not at all
strange thing.
romantic. Like, I'm like, okay, well, I really enjoyed my time with the other three kids. We had a great time skiing. It was so fun. And I'm so sorry that you're sick and feeling miserable.
Oh
So,
my goodness, that is
yeah.
always a weird day when you have
I
wonderful
know, right?
plans and you're like, well, this
Well,
just wasn't, yep, God had other plans. Okay, we're gonna roll with this plan now.
yeah. And I was just thinking, I'm like, that was the weirdest Valentine's Day. And we still had a good time. It was just like not spent with my honey.
Yeah.
Right. It was you guys enduring through hard things.
Right. And that's part of it. It's like we still love each other very much and we're there to
Yeah, we
support
love each other because we're gonna
yep.
stick around through the
Yep.
hard things too.
So that was my funny story about our
Nice.
Valentine's
I
Day. I hope
love
yours
it.
was a lot more fun.
Yeah, Jared was kind of doing that today, actually. I wasn't sick, but my daughter had woken up in the middle of the night last night and we ended up talking for a long time. She's missing California a lot and we've been trying to make plans. We haven't solidified plans for her to visit one of her besties, and so we just had to talk through it and actually look up some more details. And so we stayed up way too late, and I was just totally zonked for church today. And he's like, "I'll just take the boys. Why don't you guys both just sleep in this morning?" And I
Oh.
appreciate there is a lot of grace when you're willing to change plans from unexpected happenings, you know?
Yeah.
I
Well, you
think
just
that
have
is why I'm like, let's just address all the weird things so we can find God's grace, because truly,
yeah.
that's where it meets us, the weird days that we couldn't have planned.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And God
Yeah.
does give us that grace, and it's like, thank you, Lord. Thank
Yes.
God.
Thank you, Lord. This is how we are moving forward, is on grace.
Yep. Well, I had two verses that I wanted to share, my favorite verses.
Yeah,
I don't know
good.
when you want me to
Please.
share them, but I have
This is
them.
perfect. I was thinking
Good
that
time.
too. This is wonderful timing.
Oh, good. Okay. So my favorite verse that I've had literally for years is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which I know you know that
Yes.
one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. And I've always loved that one because he will direct our paths. And when we're just trusting him and leaning in on him, even when things aren't going the way we think they should be going or the way we really want them to be going, that he's still like he has us and he's not letting us go, and that we can just continue to trust him in everything. And so I
Yeah.
have held on to that verse forever.
Love
And it's
that.
been neat to just see how God is unfolding. And I still don't know what's next, right? It's just I'm like, okay. Every day to day, right? Hour to hour. And then the
Yes.
other verse that I have really come to love, love, love is Romans 12, 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which I love that part. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And I feel like there's so much similarities in that with God's perfect will and that he has our, makes our paths straight, that
Yeah.
to me, those like it's he's got our future in his hands, right? And we don't need to worry. And I think it's just so
Yes.
easy to worry. But that renewing of our mind, it's like that's why, we can get easily stressed and worried about things and anxious. And we can just continue to lean on him and go, okay, God, you know what I'm going through. Please take the weight from me. You've got me. And I know you have a plan. There's a reason for this,
Right.
and let me learn from my mistakes. Let me be able to use it to help others through it and help me to just fully embrace what you have for me. But the renewing of your mind, just, thinking of
So
the things
good.
I get to do and help people like really know like what God says about them and how valued and how loved they really are.
Yeah.
Help them to really have that in their mind. And I just think that, we're
Rewire
supposed
their
to be.
brains.
Yeah. And just when we are focused on what God says and reading his word daily, that like we can't help but renew our minds because the culture, like there's so many negative things that we might believe about ourselves or struggle to grasp for ourselves, especially just kind of that negativity bias, like I was sharing you with me, like my struggle, and just believing it for everybody else that, oh yeah, they're loved, but it's trying to, grasp that, like I'm also loved,
Right.
like
Somehow I'm excluded. No, you're not.
right. But I just think that's so important, and there's
These are great
we have
verses.
so much love to give to others because Jesus gave us, like,
Yes.
word is
Yes.
our hearts. And I just feel like our job is to love and just have
Love.
conversations with people and smile at
Yes,
people
I
at the
love.
grocery store.
We just don't have enough time to do this. I feel like we could just go on for so much longer. But yes. Oh my goodness. That makes me think of also we love others because we're loved. Just that's one of my favorite verses is we love because he first loved us. I
Yes.
think it's First John. Now I'm forgetting the reference,
I
but
think first, is that 1 John 3:16, or is it?
or is it just John?
Well, it's like really close.
Yeah.
It's different, but yeah. Now I'm gonna have to look back at that one.
It's yeah, 1 John 4:19. There you go.
Okay,
Love
my.
because he first loved us. Yeah, I have that one in my bedroom. Sapphira wrote that down on my birthday card this last year. So
Oh,
sweet.
that is really
So,
sweet.
but yeah, we need to know we're loved before we can pour out to love others too. So huge breakthroughs when you know. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me on here. It's been really fun just to chatter
So
away with
fun.
you.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out,
Yeah.
King Arthur.
Yeah.
You know, he's been hanging.
What a But that
trooper.
was cool. I
I
know.
love it.
Just
I
been
really do
chilling.
want to like, man, we're just gonna have to do this with your husband sometime too.
Yeah.
Get these
That'd be really
couples in here.
fun.
Get these guys talking about more of their stories too.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys have a lot in common. And I know
Sounds
you're
like
doing handyman stuff, and he's a pretty handy guy too. So I'm
yeah.
sure you guys will have lots of interesting stories as well to
Oh
share.
yeah. I know when you said he was just like hanging stuff up in your dorm room when you guys are just rent. Yeah, that is totally Jeremy always coming. Before we started dating, he was putting a new floor in the house and
True.
he got put to work.
I love
Oh
it.
my goodness. Well, we'll have to plan something else soon because I really
Sounds
enjoyed
great.
this.
Love
Thank you
that.
so much for sharing. I really
Yeah,
appreciate
thank
it.
you. Well, thank you
Thank
again for
you.
having me. This has been really fun.
It's so fun. And you have a wonderful rest of your February. I can't believe it's almost March.
Yep. It's
What
so
is even
crazy.
happening?
It's been going by really fast.
See you last. But we'll touch base soon. And friends, please look up bestlifeawaits.com. Get some encouragement and coaching with Emily Buscema.
There you
Thank
go.
you.
Thank you,
Thank
Vanessa.
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.